You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Red Sox going for their fifth win in six games, hosting the Athletics at Fenway Park, and it was Bruins night at the ballpark. Head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, throwing out the first pitch. We pick up the action in the second, already 2-1 Boston in front. Dustin Pedroia looking for more, facing Sean Manaea.
Pedroia shoots it to right field. That's a base hit. Devers will come in, and Manaea's getting knocked around.
Shot toward the alley. Can't get to it. It's off the wall, and it's a triple for Mookie. Sox on top, 5-1. Mookie Betts now.
Swing. There's a drive to left. It's way back, and there is home run number 20. 7-1 Red Sox.
Missile.
3-2 pitch to Chad Pinder. Swing and a miss. The 0-2 pitch, and Healy waves and misses. That's 9 for Eduardo Rodriguez.
There's the man.
There's a shot. Driven to left field. He has done it again.
Home run number 2 tonight for Mookie Betts as he almost hits it completely out of Fenway Park. It's 11-1.
Mookie Betts becomes the first Red Sox player in history with back-to-back 20 homer, 20 steal seasons. He spoke after.
I mean, you know, it's great. Anytime you can get help, you know, 1-9, that's going to be huge for us. And I think we have that type of offense that's relentless, you know, from top to the bottom.
Third two home run game for you this season. What were you seeing in those two at-bats that helped you take those balls outside of the ballpark?
I just got some pitches out over the plate. I was able to put a good swing on it. So, don't get mistakes often. You got to make them pay.
First Red Sox player with 20 or more home runs, 20 or more stolen bases in the history of this franchise. What does something like that mean to you?
It means a lot. It means a lot. But, it's just 1 year. I've got to hope to continue it.
The Red Sox hammer the A's. Manager John Farrell spoke after.
Yeah, he had really good stuff tonight. I thought particularly his changeup and fastball combination, that was able to get him a number of swing and miss. He uses his cutter backdoor to some right-handers to give him a three-pitch mix against righties. So it was good to see him go out and put up zeros after we scored. But in an encouraging start with him, given the overall pitch mix and the overall location as well.
John, what are you seeing with Mookie at the plate lately, and how much does he change the middle of your offense if he continues to hit?
Well, I think tonight was maybe a snapshot of what we've seen the last couple of years from him more consistently. To me, he's just not rushing out to get pitches. He's letting the ball travel a little bit deeper in the strike zone. He looks loose in the batter's box. The bat speed has always been there. I just think he's putting himself in a better spot to square some pitches up. And against really good velocity, particularly the second home run he hit, that was a beautiful swing. And, you know, Chapman makes a heck of a play on another ball that's hard hit down the line. So just the fact that he's, I think, a little bit more upright, a little bit more relaxed, not charging out to get some pitches, it's certainly a key.
Can you talk about Bogaerts and Pedroia's night?
Yeah, you know, Johnny, I think overall, offensively, a very good night, particularly when you look at the number of hits that we took the other way. That's always a positive sign for us. Bogey getting on base 4 times tonight, a key RBI single in his first at bat. And Petey, as he's gotten some regular at bats, the timing is there against good stuff, deep in counts, early in counts. He's seeing the ball extremely well right now. And he came out, guys that came off the field tonight, they came out more just to get some other people involved. Jackie's fine physically. That was to get Rajay on the field. But just a really good offensive night all the way around.
Next, can you talk about Devers play tonight defensively?
There's been a number of balls here of late. He's shown some great quickness, particularly to the backhand side, with either a hard one-hopper, a line drive that he snares like tonight. He's playing a quick game over there. And you love the way you see his footwork, the way he gets himself online to deliver some throws across the diamond. But tonight was just a great reaction play.
You said Jackie's fine. He was kind of stretching on his shoulder early in the game. Was there anything there?
No. I mean, I think the one probably up against the center field wall. No, he didn't complain of anything. He was a little bit surprised he was coming out of the game. So that was more just to get other people involved.
Do you think Bogaerts is physically feeling better? Like, is that a direct correlation between the success and his health?
I would hope that some downtime has allowed him to get past some of the little nagging things he's been dealing with. But You know, I think it's more just, you know, maybe a little bit better timing tonight versus anything that has been, you know, maybe clearing up. And when he was been dealing with some things, you know, don't want to overlook, you know, when a hitter gets hit in the hand, that's you know, kind of nagging to some guys. But as we talked about before the game, he's critically important to us.
Just all around, do you feel like the team is starting to get back on that kind of role you were on a couple weeks ago?
I would hope so. The beauty of it is to start to get some production all the way through the bottom third of the order. And the way Devers is swinging about, the way obviously Vasquez has been swinging about for a while, that makes a huge difference as we turn the lineup over. So, yeah, if you can combine it with quality starters that keep the game under control, a good recipe.
The series continues on Wednesday. Doug Fister on the Hill.